Everybody knew everybody else. I think about when I go to Rock Mountain, I see the people, and I have no idea who they are. Even in Des Moines Township, I helped with the voting this past fall, and when people came in, I didn't realize they were living in Des Moines Township. And so I say, "Oh, where do you live?" You know, when I was growing up, we knew where everybody lived because the bus routes went up and down every mile, you know. And we knew, and everybody kind of stayed. And there was lots more places on every mile, you know. But you knew everybody because almost everybody had children, and so you knew where they lived. And when there's not people living on every mile, or when the bus only goes here and there, why, you don't even know that there are people there and who they are. I think that's the thing that I notice more. And then when you're at the township, that was almost like our little town. And so when we had basketball games, I think they served made rice before, they served made rice during the game, and they had pie and ice cream. And it was a social thing twice a week. Everybody got together and went to the school for ball games. And they had plays. They had the Farm Bureau meeting at the school. And that was well attended. And then the kids from the school had put on little skits and plays and sang and things at the Farm Bureau meetings. And I know we learned folk dances, and then we did them at the Farm Bureau meetings, you know. They had a stage at school, and so it was kind of, I think that was what made it a close-knit community too, because you did things at your school, and because it was your school, and if you were in there, be there, there wouldn't be quite so many there, that people came and were really involved, and you knew who your neighbors were.
So you didn't have as much of the experience of going up on Main Street or going to Webb's Drugstore or Sunnybrook, or what was your extracurricular? I mean, I don't mean like sports and that, but what was your recreation?
Well, mine was, of course, we were very active in church, so we went to Sunday school and church on Sunday morning. But my mother would go buy groceries probably once a week, and while she would go buy her groceries, I could go into Webb's Drug and have a malted milk. And I can remember Betty Spencer knew exactly. When I'd come in, she'd say, "A chocolate malted milk with a glass of water," and I'd just smile and say yes, and put my quarter down, and I got a malted milk. And then when I was in junior high, my folks started deciding that we would go to town on Saturday night, and so we would go up to town on Saturday night. And as a junior high girl, we used to just walk around the street all night long. My mother said probably she never worried about me because every 5 minutes they'd see us coming around that one block where Arnie Wool was on the one side of the street and the grocery stores were on the other side. And we would just walk around that one block all night long. And then when I didn't go to the movies because I usually had a Western on Saturday night. And so my group of friends just would walk. And so it was really good exercise for us. And mother said, "We always knew where you were because we saw you every 5 minutes." And the women would sit in one car, about six ladies, and the men would sit in another car, about six men. And they would just sit and visit. And then about 9 o'clock at night, they would go over and have coffee and a hamburger at the restaurant. And then about, I suppose, 10 o'clock, why, we'd go home and be exhausted from all this walking up one street and down the other, you know. But on Sunday night, without fail, my family always went to the movie in Roth. And it was always a good family movie. And so we would every Sunday night, and it was at 10 cents until I was 12. And then after that, I think maybe it was 40 cents. I'm not sure. I can't remember. But that was kind of our social thing, was church on Sunday, Saturday night, to go visit, and then Sunday night we go to the movie. And then when I think about this same time when we were maybe in, maybe when I was like in fifth and sixth grade, Beings, we lived in this, in the Des Moines Township area. There was quite a large Danish community here. And we had transferred from the Lutheran Church in Gilmer City, where we lived before, to the Lutheran Church in Roth when my brother was in junior high, because so that he could go to confirmation. And so then we became part of the Danish community when we went to the Lutheran Church in Roth. And so they had birthday parties once a month. And so we became part of that group. And so once a month, we would all get together, and there must have been 40 people there, and all the ladies baked their best stuff and made their casseroles, and they would put their best food out, you know, and their casseroles and their meats and their vegetables and their salads and these yummy desserts. And so that's what we did once a month. And I think that's pretty much what our social thing was. And then, of course, the basketball games in the wintertime. And then I guess my dad played on a church softball league when we were still at Gilmer City going to church down there. And so on Sunday afternoon, for several years, we went to a church ball game every Sunday afternoon. That's pretty much what our recreation was. So I guess we really kept pretty busy, didn't we?